Construction is well underway at Turner Junior High School. WLDS WEAI News tagged along with several District 117 board members on Wednesday to tour sections of the 60-year-old building that will soon be renamed Jacksonville Middle School. Superintendent Steve Potosik says classroom areas are being prepped for 7th and 8th graders as well as elective classes.
We've got the temporary classrooms, then the downstairs and upstairs of the two-story traditional portion. Those are the three areas that will start the year. At the end of the first semester, when Booney Hall and the South Extension are completed, then the temporary classrooms and those two sections will house all the students, and the work will start on the two-story portion.
The walls to the new gymnasium will start going up within the next 2 months and will be completed over the fall. The east end of the school, known to most as Booney Hall, as you just heard Potosik reference, that's already undergone a major transformation.
After touring Lincoln and seeing Lincoln, what I thought was stripped down to the walls, and when I walked around the corner and I saw that all of the classroom walls were down, everything was stripped down, and it's all going to be rebuilt from there, I was very excited about how that building is going to look.
Potosik says the final phase of construction for the fall of 2017 will be the conversion of the current cafeteria into the principal's office.
During the construction in next year and into the fall of 2017, we've got to have a main central office that's near an entrance. So the northeast side, where there were two special education classrooms, that is going to be the temporary administrative offices for next school year. That also places them very close to the temporary classrooms that are outside. So the administrators will have close access to both those locations.
And to view pictures of the construction process, check out facebook.com/WLDSWEAI News.
When you're in need of new shoes or boots, visit Brown Shoe Fit 1901 West Morton in Lincoln Square Shopping Center. You'll find the latest styles from Sass, New Balance, and Clarks. And there's Red Wing boots for men. There are many other brands that will scream comfort. If you're looking for style that will make your feet smile, then shop Brown Shoe Fit. It's the place you need to be. That's Brown Shoe Fit 901 West Morton, Lincoln Square Shopping Center, Jacksonville. Call 243-2926.
Call Colton Downey and Associates, your insurance experts. Call Colton Downey now.
Stop dreading your business insurance bill. Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company offers quality coverage at competitive prices. They can tailor a policy to meet all your business needs. Stop by the Root House office at 109 Moore Street or 1122 Veterans Drive in Jacksonville. That's Colton Downey Insurance. Call them today at 243-8000.
Illinois Department of Transportation is preparing to shut down road projects around the state if a budget isn't passed by the end of the current fiscal year. The department has begun notifying contractors that all work being performed should be finished by June 30th. Officials say no construction will be able to continue after that date unless the General Assembly gives permission. The shutdown would affect more than 800 active projects worth about $2 billion, and that includes the project to rehabilitate Morton Avenue in Jacksonville. There's an update on plans for property development on East Morton Avenue. The Jacksonville Journal-Courier reports Jacksonville-based Hayes Properties, which purchased the abandoned and now demolished Oaks apartment complex in the 1000 block of East Morton in April, is making plans to construct houses and possibly commercial buildings on the 17-acre lot. Developer Mike Hayes told the paper the plans were to initially build 20 to 24 residential lots, but the city asked his property group to consider adding commercial development along the frontage, which he says they've agreed to explore the possibility. The Illinois Department of Children and Family Services is urging the U.S. Senate to quickly pass the Family First Prevention Services Act. Right now, states must use most federal funding for kids already in foster care, but this act lets more be spent on prevention efforts like parenting classes and addiction treatment. That's according to DCFS Acting Chief of Staff Neil Skeen.
A large number of the problems in families that lead to the removal of children have to do with mental illness and substance abuse. So if we can help parents attack those problems in their families, we can keep those families together.
The bill already cleared the U.S. House, but still must be approved by the Senate.
Hi, this is Kevin Hines.
And Christina Lavalino from the First National Bank of Arnsville with news about our home equity line of credit.
If you've owned your home for a while, you've probably built up quite a bit of equity in it.
A home equity line of credit from the First National Bank of Arnsville is an easy and convenient way for you to access that value.
Using standard checks, you can take advantage of the equity in your home anytime you need it.
A home equity line of credit is a great way to take care of unexpected expenses.
Interest rates are very reasonable, and applying for a home equity line of credit from the First National Bank of Arnsville is fast and easy.
A home equity line of credit isn't right for everyone, but our Blue Diamond Home Equity Loan experts can answer your questions and help you decide if it might be right for you.
A Blue Diamond Home Equity Line of Credit from the First National Bank of Arnsville.
Your hometown team.
First National Bank on Charles Street in Arnsville, South Main and South Jacksonville, and the corner of Massey and Morton in Jacksonville. First National Bank. Blue Diamond service from your hometown team. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, CBS News told you about at the top of the hour this sit-in happening on Capitol Hill. A group of lawmakers out of Illinois pushing for gun control as Democrats staged a sit-in on the House floor yesterday to protest the lack of action on gun bills. They are calling for a quick vote on legislation to prevent people on the federal terror watch list from being able to buy guns. Representatives Tammy Duckworth, Luis Gutierrez, and Mike Quigley were some of the politicians that took part. They were also joined by Illinois Senator Dick Durbin, and that sit-in continues this morning. We'll have updates from CBS News coming up at 8 o'clock. A couple of news notes out of Cass County this morning. The community's Animal Control Commission of Cass County will meet at 7 o'clock tonight at the Cass County Highway Department in Virginia, and the Cass Overall Economic Development Committee will meet at 9:30 this morning at the Beardstown City Council Chambers.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.